upon you and your Merry Christmas. Christmas is all humbug. 7 years ago this Christmas, my partner Jacob Marley died, leaving me his sole residuary legatee, sole administrator, and his sole mourner. It was a sad business, the death of Jacob Marley. But when I left his graveside, 'twas the finest bargain ever Ebenezer Scrooge made in all his life, but still very sad. So once again, 'tis Christmas time, when there are beggars here, beggars there, and beggars everywhere. One beggar called at my office this afternoon.
Scrooge and Marley, I believe.
Yes, my name's Scrooge. Ebenezer Scrooge. Jacob Marley's been dead 7 years. What's your business, eh? What's your business? Come, what's your business?
Might we ask Mr. Scrooge if he would kindly contribute to find the common necessaries for the destitute poor at this festive season of Christmas?
Did I understand you to say destitute poor? I did. Humbug, sir. Humbug! Destitute poor. Are there no workhouses? No prisons? And the treadmill in full working order? Well, if they don't like that, sir, let them die. Let them die and decrease the surplus population. I don't make merry myself, and I can't afford to make idle people merry. Good afternoon, sir. Good afternoon, sir. He soon left me with nothing on his list. I then encountered my clerk, Bob Cratchit, sliding down the street with a lot of idiotic street boys, shouting at the top of his voice, "A Merry Christmas, Thomas. A Merry Christmas, George. A Merry Christmas to everybody." Chah, the idiot. What right has he to be merry? With 15 shillings a week, a wife and a large family to keep. He should spend his Christmas in Bedlam. Well, he can spend it where he likes if he'll only leave me to spend my Christmas as I like. Oh, dear, what is Christmas? But a time for paying debts without money, becoming a year older, and not one penny the richer. If I had my will, everybody who goes about with a Merry Christmas on his lips should be boiled. Boiled with his own plum pudding and buried with a stake of holly through his heart. That'd be a merry and a bubbling Christmas for him. It's all a humbug. All humbug.